Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 129, part of the Pull Tab Sports family. I was looking at the title of my last podcast, and it was Happier. And I don't know that I think I'm going to try to break down my living situation so you don't all think I'm a giant wimp, because I think it plays on your mental health. So my home in about a week will be knocked over. I'm looking out my backyard. It's a yard I haven't mowed the entire summer. So there's just random weeds. A lot of it is pounded down from trees that have fallen on the ground that we've cut down. There are many logs that need to be picked up somehow in the next 10 days and stored so that we can make Game of Thrones black walnut tables and maybe high back chairs, the type of chairs that LeBron would sit in Sports Center commercials. So we've got big plans for this black walnut that we've cut down, but it's still laying out there. My house, I'm sitting in a chair that I got off the porch and a table that we got off the porch because we're slowly taking furniture out of here. And we have this unique situation because this house is being torn down. Anything you're not taking with you, you just leave. You actually can just throw trash. Like, I have a garbage and a recycling bin, but you could just take a bag of trash and throw it out the side door on the ground because this residence will turn into a pit. Well, they're going to bulldoze the house. And so imagine anything in your garage, for instance, that you're not taking with you. Oh, I have a bin of 7 non-inflated basketballs. I have a 28-ounce baseball bat. You know, I have, 6 broken hedge trimmers. You just kind of leave it. And so I'm presently sort of sitting in all of this stuff. There's no real chairs to sit on, no TVs to really watch. You know, you might find yourself like I was last night. You're in the den on a couch watching something on your phone, right? I watched a documentary about how Abercrombie & Fitch was the most evil brand in the world. I do love that we're going back now. We're taking all of these 25-year-old journalists, and we're going back and looking at anything that happened in the past, and we're just absolutely killing it. And I know that this, from what I can tell, this Abercrombie had some issues for sure. But it is interesting to try the past with the present reality. It's unique. I'm sitting in it. I'm wallowing in it. So this one, you know, we'll see. We're going to work through some stuff today. Maybe people need this. You know, maybe people feel the same. I told you, my goal with this podcast is to first of all, to do it every week, which sometimes isn't the easiest thing. Second of all, to be the antidote to anxiety. So I guess my role is to talk about things openly. And if I do that, maybe it helps other people out there that are working through their own stuff. And sometimes I'm just there to just be a complete idiot, and have you feel better about yourself because at least you're not doing what I'm doing. But for the moment, mental health, not at an all-time high, kind of sitting in a trough of 22 years of living. And I think there's emotions that go with that too. You know, every day I'm finding old pictures of our family or our kids when they were little and Father's Day coupon booklets, and I just think the whole thing is pretty trippy. This is when I knew I wasn't in a great place. This week, I have eaten both a salted nut roll, Minnesota made salted nut roll, as well as a Payday bar. I don't know the amount of Americans that have had one of each of those in the last week, but I have, mostly because I spend my days driving back and forth from the storage unit, and occasionally I stop and get a drink, like a Gatorade type drink, and you know, maybe a salted nut roll. I really enjoyed my salted nut roll. I found the white center. I don't even know what that stuff is in the middle. It's kind of creepy, but it's so good. It's like a fluff. And I had an extra fluffy one to the point where it was like there weren't that many nuts. It was just this, it was like a cloud. You know when you were a kid and you could imagine, by the way, salted nut roll, Pearson should be sponsoring. This is the best anyone's ever going to talk about their product. But when you were a kid and you look in the airplane and you see the clouds and you thought, I wonder if I could jump out on there. That looks great. That's what was inside my salted nut roll. But unlike the unfulfilled dream of a cloud, I did not fall through it. It was soft and delicious. So I swung by the Quick Trip, I think it is, on the way home from the storage unit looking for one more salted nut roll. Maybe there was a batch. Maybe I was in a nest, like we say in pull tabs. Maybe I was in a little nest of salted nut rolls where they were made differently. We had a worker that was fatigued, and he was heavy elbow on the white fluff machine. But they were gone. And I got a Payday bar. And I remember thinking as I'm walking to the register, it's the same thing, right? It'll be good. But then I realized when I bite into the Payday, the center of a Payday bar is light brown. And I don't even know if it's any different, if it's just food coloring. But mentally, it was like when you want a glazed donut and you end up with a maple donut and you're kind of like, oh, it's like, wah, wah, wah. So yeah, I ended up sitting there kind of, I think my whole week, it's like if someone cracked an egg over my head and it was just running. It's like everywhere I go, I'm just like, well, it's just a Payday bar, I'm like Eeyore right now, not a nut roll. Yeah, it's got a brown center. We got some pizza yesterday and mine was cheese. It was supposed to be pepperoni, but they forgot to put the cheese on. Oh, just a cheese. Yeah, so I'm kind of in an Eeyore mode. I'm hoping I break out of the Eeyore mode. But I will say on record, I think a Payday is really lesser than. I don't know if I can say that because of Abercrombie and Fitch did stuff like that, and it really affected them many, many years later. But I don't know. I don't know if I love the Payday bar. It could just be a mind trick where I don't see the separation between the peanuts and the center. But I'm going with the salted nut roll being way better. Something I should be doing more, I think it would be helpful with everything, is eating more of the Jimmy's caramel dip. I think maybe on the way back from the storage unit today, I'll pick up some pretzels, some GF pretzels, and I'll get after the caramel dip a little bit. I know we do have some in our fridge. One of the few things remaining in the nuclear bomb that is our lives is I do know we have at least a partial tub of Jimmy's caramel dip in the fridge, and it is awesome. It's that time of year. It's the season. I hope to get, when we get out of this house in about a week and we're in an Airbnb, I hope to kind of have a moment to just sort of enjoy fall and not be in the rut that I'm presently in. But Jimmy's caramel dip may be the key to that. Cut up some apple slices, make yourself some apple nachos, drizzle. I think just generally drizzling is a good thing. If you're drizzling, you're probably pretty happy. It's like glitter. It's the glitter of food, right? So try some Jimmy's caramel dip. It's available where the apples are sold for the next couple months. You'll find it in Cub Foods. It's a Minnesota-made company down from Stewartville in Minnesota. That's Jimmy's. Don't ya be messing with the dressing. What else do I got? Big news. You know, last week I talked about the wife and her friend splitting a case of beer. Turns out there were three girls involved in that. So we're going to 8 beers apiece on a Tuesday night in high school. So I think that's, you know, if you thought the wife was shaving her knife or shaving her legs with a Bowie knife before, if you go down to 8 beers, maybe it's a little less tough, a little less black leather white snake jacket, but still pretty impressive on a weeknight school night to split a case of Michelob Golden Draft Light with three young women. So I did need to note that. That's like when the New York Times does a correction. That's my correction. There were three high school girls present for the release of Michelob Golden Draft Light, not two. Last Sunday, I tried to, I filmed a commercial. It was one of the closest I ever got to having to cancel something because I had an actor ended up being unavailable to shoot, and I needed to swap out an actor, and I needed to recruit kind of an 18 to 20. You know, maybe 18 to 24 year old to film in this hockey commercial. And I was calling all these people, and I think it was an interesting lesson about generations right now. The amount of 18 to 22 year old people that are excited to, you know, maybe make $200-$300 for 2 hours of work, it's a low number. Most of these kids will just say, you know, I'm busy. I'm tired. You know, I want to watch this game. As I remember it, now it might not be true, but as I remember it, you know, if somebody had, hey, come, you know, move these rocks for $200 Sunday morning from, you know, 9 to 11. And by the way, being in a commercial is easier than moving rocks. I think when I was that age, it was like you felt like you had found a loophole or you won the lottery. Like, oh, geez, we got it's 2 hours, $200, man. Game changer. But I will say this group of young people, they don't seem as interested in doing that. It's sort of take it or leave it. You know, it's a little bit of the mentality like, you know what, I'm good now. If I need $30 next Friday night, I'm gonna go. I'll drive Uber for $30 and just get the money I need. It's definitely not a. If we were squirrels, you know, full cheeks, working our butts off, burying it, that is not the case anymore. From what I can gather from my small sample size, they don't seem to want to do that. They don't view that as an exciting opportunity. It's more of a I don't know. I got a lot going on. I'm busy. So I just thought that was an interesting note. You know, a couple $100, couple hours of work. You would think you could get a line of people to do that. On the packing side of things, remember when you move, there's packers and there's haulers. I'm a hauler. I like to lift and drive and store and stack, and I do not like to pack. I do not like to figure out if the small bin of dental floss should go in a bigger bin with batteries. I do not like choices like that. That is not my jam. I am decidedly a hauler. But we've really, I mean, we're tired, right? We've been doing this for a while. I had a bin that the wife packed that is probably 4 inches tall. It's a small bin. And she just has three glass decanters sticking out of the top of it. The decanters are like 15 inches tall. It was so comical that a buddy of ours that was cutting down the trees is an engineer. And I just called him in and said, hey, will you take a look at this? So this one's good to go. This one's meant to go to the storage unit. And this is where we're at with it. How do you think we're doing over here? How do you think the health of the King family is? This one has been, it's got the green sticker on it. It's ready to go. And as best I can tell, you know, 4 inches of 14 are stuck in there. So I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put that picture on the Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod Instagram. I think it's worth looking at. I was relieved, you know, that We found a bin in the attic of cowboy clothes. And on the flip side, as you know, the fact that we moved that bin of Western clothing for our next cowboy party is equally as positive as maybe the decanter bin was troubling. So the fact that we are living a life where we think we may have another outlaw party, that's a good thing. I think that's good. So we're betting on the future. We had a milestone in our family. The wife was 5 drinks away from getting her mug at Tally's, the Key West of White Bear Lake, the marina bar called Tally's. It closes today as the last day it's open, the 25th. And she was 5 drinks away. She chipped away at it all week. And they presented they announced that she had earned her mug. They rang the bell. There was a ceremony. I was traveling at the time, but that's a big move for her. I think she filled out the paperwork with her nickname and saying. So we will both be mug owners next season when Tally's opens. By the way, Tally's is right next to our new house, so we might just start recording the podcast there on a regular basis. I took a trip to Pittsburgh this week. I will tell you, as someone that's gluten-free, caffeine-free, and usually holsters a black cherry seltzer. Pittsburgh, not a great town for any of that. At one point, at a famous sandwich shop, I asked if they had anything gluten-free, and he looked at me and he said, we're not that kind of place, man. So I think the feeling that Abercrombie and Fitch gave everyone for 20 years, I'm having now. I did order some fried pickles from this place that it would be like a regular size pickle, and then the amount of fried was like a corn on the cob, you know, so you had to like get a Sawzall out to find the green part in the middle. I think the frying machine that they use is the same maple colored Payday. It was gruesome. I couldn't even do it. I think, you know, my buddy got the sandwich that they're famous for, and it just looked amazing. I think next time, note to self, just take the diarrhea, right? Get what you want, take the diarrhea, you know, live your life. And there's situations, you know, when you're in Pittsburgh and Mean Joe Green is your waiter, maybe just don't ask the question. Just take the diarrhea. I think that's what I'm going to do. I have big plans to clean off my desktop of my computer. I do a lot of image grabbing for the type of work I do. And so if you were to look at the desktop of my computer looks a lot like our house right now. And about once a month, I clean it up completely. I put everything into folders, and it's almost like an Enya song is playing. I just feel so tidy and organized. So maybe I can at least, if I can't clean up the house quite yet, maybe I can clean up the desktop. Hey, big news. I do have the salsa ordering sheet, guys. As I recall, I think it's $6 for a jar of salsa. I think we get half of that for my beer league team. There's about 5 different flavors. There's Joe Mama's Original. There's Hot Mama, which is spicy. There's a habanero one that everybody loves. There's a garlic one. I think there's one called Mama's Baby, which is more mild. So I'm going to put that sheet on Sunday Morning Coming Down Instagram, Sunday Morning Coming Down Pod. And if you want to order some, just type in there. You can order one jar. That's a little ghetto. So if you could, maybe order a couple, but I think this will be hilarious. Let's have people ordering salsa. Maybe I'll drive them over to you. Maybe that's what I need to cheer myself up. Maybe I'll get in the car, you know, grab a salted nut roll and a Gatorade and just drive to your house. Just drop them off. Haul them to your house. Have somebody else pack them and haul them. So, yeah, go on the Instagram, buy some salsa. We're trying to get new jerseys for Tuesday night hockey. And I want to source some sales through this podcast. I think that would be great. Joe Mama's is really good, by the way. If you want to buy it and try it, go to Cub. It's a flavor wave. It's unique. It doesn't taste like normal salsa. It's better. Once you have it, it's all you're going to want. It's like a magic carpet ride for your mouth. That's Joe Mama's salsa. All right, so I'm going to finish just because we're still in this Eeyore phase. I'm the guy that doesn't even like his dog right now. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. It's a messy life. I'm kind of in it. I'm kind of a pig in shit, I guess, right now. So I did have a loyal listener, and she sent me five thoughts on happiness, and she is someone that knows this stuff well. She studied it. I'm going to kind of talk about this stuff out loud. I haven't even processed it all the way, so it's more a presentation of what she shared with me, a little bit of feedback on it in real time, but it's something we'll continue to look at. So this, I think, was spawned by the video I shared from Hacks, where you had the young girl saying things were hard, and then the old kind of crusty comedian saying, "You think this is hard? You know, it's only going to get harder, and it's not going to get better. You know, it's a grind, and you got to grind." And I had expressed that I feel that way, and I don't want to feel that way. You know, it was interesting when we were cleaning up the house and looking through all the stuff, we found a bin, and it had this journal that when my daughter was really little, it would have one page a day, and you would ask your kid a question, and you would write their answer in it or draw a picture. And there was this amazing question that said, "What do you worry about?" And I had asked my daughter, "What do you worry about?" And the answer that I had written was a zero with a line through it, an empty set. And so she must have just said, I don't even know what you mean. I don't know what worrying is, and I don't worry about anything," which is just amazing to think about. She's since told me that that is her screensaver on her laptop now. If that was my screensaver on my laptop, unfortunately, you couldn't see it because it would be buried by screen grabs and folders and PDFs, but it's a great screensaver. It's an amazing reminder, you know, kids and how we come into this world, right? No worries. What do you mean? What does that mean? That is outstanding. What this listener sent me was five things to think about related to happiness. She said, number one, emotions don't always have reasons. So I think when you feel something, you think, why am I, even now, why do I feel the way I do? Well, my house is messy and I got logs in my backyard. I got a riding lawnmower I got to deliver to someone. I got people coming to my house at 10 a.m. to move couches. I haven't showered in 2 days. So you can kind of do math on feelings. And what she's saying is sometimes they're just feelings. You just don't feel good. You don't feel happy. And it's not necessarily linked to the input around you. And so for that reason, sometimes you need to think about how you feel, and sometimes you don't. You can just move on. So that's an interesting starting one. That's number one. Emotions don't always have reasons. Sometimes they're just feelings. And I think all she's saying there is you got to decide when to engage, when thinking helps, and when it doesn't. She said, number two, you know, if you need it, therapy, medication are useful solutions. You know, she said, you're always talking about making a deposit on your podcast, and this would be making a deposit in yourself. If you work on yourself, whether that's getting a little help or talking to somebody. Number three, this was an interesting one to me. She said, the gut itself, the stomach, is extremely related to emotions, to happiness. Essentially, your brain sends stimulus to the stomach and then back to your brain, and depending on the amount of good bacteria you have, that is going to change how you feel. Well, that is news to me, because my stomach would be on the pup list for 2022, as all of you know. My gut has not been the best, and so maybe that's jacking up my head a little bit. Could be. I guess when you're living like we are, and I mean, I'm presently in a situation where this is my life, I stir my decaf coffee with a plastic fork that is stuck in a mason jar on the porch because we don't have any utensils. I'll probably have a handful of peanut M&Ms before 10 a.m. It's finals week here at the King residence, so all bets are off in terms of living the life you want to live. But I think it's very interesting that gut, stomach can connect to brain. That's number three. Number four, this one was, I think, these last two are probably my favorites. They're all really good, so thank you for sending that in. But number four is pretty interesting. Everything is perspective, and perspective can change. So she says, you know, when you see that old lady arguing with the naive Gen Z, she said, neither of those answers are finite. So you watch that and you get sad because you think the old lady's right and the young person doesn't even know what's about to hit her. She said, no, it's not that simple. It's very possible that for some people, you know, it doesn't get harder, you know, and they're happy or whatever. I mean, it's not black and white. You are just a tiny speck in a huge, huge painting of things, and not all of them, you know, you don't get to decide. You know, it's not binary. You know, she's right or she's wrong. That's not how it works. It's much, much, much bigger than that. And perspective can change. And you got to be open to that. So I thought that was very helpful early. All of these will be helpful, I think, in the end. And I hope for you as well. But for me, that one was for sure. And then the last one, something I've said a lot and never really done, get Zen. You know, art, Buddhism, nature, music. You know, hike where you someplace where you feel small. You know, listen to music, go on a car ride. You know, these are all things that, you know, basically she's saying, you know, a lot of the practices of Buddhism tend to be the things that will make you feel better. You know, this is this vision I have of myself of, you know, a morning paddleboard every morning. You know, maybe it's that guy that has the cup of coffee and reads leisurely every morning. You know, these self, what do they call it? Self-care, that's what the kids call it. But, you know, get Zen, right? So in summary, emotions don't always have reasons. Sometimes they're just feelings. You know, make a deposit, whether that's medication or therapy. Take care of your gut, because your gut's connected to the brain. Remember, everything is perspective, and perspective can change, and get Zen, you know, with it all. So thank you for that. I got to process that. I think once I get out of this muck, I'll have a chance to take some steps forward with some of this stuff. I don't want to be Eeyore. I don't want to be thinking about the fact that it was just the cheese pizza or the center of the payday is worse than the center of the nut roll. I don't want to be that guy. So I guess I just need to change my perspective, and I will work on that. I'll finish with a drinking story. It's from a beer league hockey team. This one was sent in to me. The team had just lost 7-1, not a great effort, and they're in the parking lot, and they're having fun, and they're trying to, you know, drown their sorrows, and all of a sudden, just a bomb exploded, this huge nose. And one of their guys crouched down and was like on the side of the car. He's ex-military, so he had started some sort of protocol. Once he heard this sound, he was firemen's carrying people out of the parking lot before he realized what was happening. The captain of the team says, you know, oh my God, you know, I packed one of the zip-up coolers with dry ice, and it must have exploded inside the cooler. I didn't realize dry ice explodes, but that's insane. So they have since changed their name to, I believe it's Belleville's beer bombs. So this is a shout out from Sunday morning coming down to Belleville's beer bombs. I hope you have a better season. I hope you start winning some games. I think this could be the thing that brings it all together. That could be the slump buster for you guys. Hey, if you need me, I'll be here in my yard throwing garbage out the side door. You know, driving, hauling, I'm here if you need me. It will get better. We will clean this off. We will find the sun. Sometimes you're just in a valley. Get it.
Well, and you get all do, get all do, oh, get all do. The way the grass smells at night, and you got flames all in your eyes. They reflect the sparkler, and you say we'll never die. Grab me by the hands, just as calloused as I am. Say you're proud. Well, it's blue jeans in the driveway, and you're walking inside sideways. The wine always affects you in beautiful kind ways. Ask me if I'm staying, and I say that I'm sleeping on the floor. Won't you tell me that you need me? Cause lately I've been needing someone to remind me worth more than just an evening. I woke to kitchen smoke, you dancing like God's moved in you before. Well, you look at all do, look at all do, oh, look at all.